Yeah, and we don't need any lectures, with all due respect to the Minister. You know, for many years now, our cancer care campaigners have fought for equality in cancer care, to upgrade the services at Letterkenny University Hospital. In recent times, over 100 doctors, consultants and GPs across Donegal, it's unique anywhere in the state, stood up and said that we have to have, you know, more cancer beds, surgical hubs. The Minister did accept that point, but there's so much more that needs to be done. We have absolutely systemic underinvestment in the hospital, willful neglect for a long time. So we don't need fine words. We need solid actions moving forward.
And there has been, I suppose, a pressure on the hospital in terms of the emergency department, and this is not a new story, but you highlighted in your response that there was ambulances that got stuck outside the emergency department last week.
Yeah, we actually reached an unprecedented level. My understanding, 14 ambulances backed up. I mean, that's just misery for the patients involved, obviously, the paramedics, doctors, nurses, hospital staff. This is all the time. This is all the time that they're dealing with these types of conditions. And we know from the excellent work now of the consultants in Letterkenny Hospital who have been working with the facts, with the data comparing hospital to hospital across the state, we have been systematically underfunded. We have been neglected. There's no doubt about that. So we need a fair share of the funding. We need more beds. We need more doctors, consultants. It's quite stark what we're seeing here in terms of the facts. And, you know, for too long, governments have ignored that. There's hope from last year when Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill granted the surgical hub to Letterkenny, granted the extra beds, but we need much more than that now. We need a minister to accept there has been systematic neglect and underfunding of the hospital. It's gone on too long and it has to stop and it has to change.
And there's calls for the hospital to be upgraded to a Model 4 hospital. Is there any kind of indication that that might happen anytime soon with the developments now that are to come in the next year or two?
Well, this is a really important question because Letterkenny University Hospital is the fifth largest hospital in the entire state when you look at the actual demand. You know, there's huge demand on the hospital, yet we get a Model 3 type budget. You know, if you compare the number of inpatients in Letterkenny, we're right up there at the top across the entire state. But if you look at the funding, right there down towards the bottom. It's been going on for years. The system is broken. The funding model is broken. And we need the minister to accept that. If she accepts that as a starting point, then what flows from that is additional resources, doctors, nurses, consultants. I believe we made a big step in the right direction last year with a successful campaign of the doctors and healthcare campaigners, but that's just the beginning. It must continue on now.
And there'll be people who say that the current health minister has made good developments for Donegal, you know, looking at last year. And I suppose even whenever she has committed to speaking to the transport minister about the cancer flights off the back of an email she got from the Irish Cancer Society.
Well, I'll say this. The minister certainly accepted the case. To tell you the truth, I mean, the facts were incontrovertible. You know, no intelligent minister could ignore what was happening. So it was welcome last year, but there's so much more now that needs to be accepted. We have basically been utterly discriminated against in Letterkenny by the HSE West, by Sale to the Came before it. That's the facts. It was a very Galway-centric, even though Galway's only 10% of the population, Galway City of the entire region, so much resources were being pushed down there. It was completely unjust. So, you know, we need to have a government, and it never has happened, where a government has accepted and said, yes, our funding model is completely unfair to Letterkenny Hospital. You're having to deal with impossible challenges and a lack of resources. And I think if Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill could say that out loud, that would be reassuring. And then with timescales, we understand the surgical hub could be 4 years now before it's built. That's completely unacceptable. It needs to be urgent. It needs to be fast-tracked. We need to play catch-up here. So, you know, we need so much more from this minister, and she needs to understand there's been massive failures from her predecessors that came before, and we will not accept second best anymore.